I listen to the heart, not rumors. Greetings from a spiritual brother. I want to thank you for the light and knowledge that you pass on from the great keeper of knowledge. With all my being, I feel that this is truly living knowledge that saves people, makes them happy and healthy. All my friends and acquaintances thank me for introducing them to you, as each of them has been able to resolve their personal problems through your seminars. For example, recently my friend and his wife had a son, and this happened after the mentors conducted a healing session. His wife was previously infertile. As for me, I have already learned to enter lucid dreams, and you know it's something incredible. I have never been so happy. But, dear mentors, my heart bleeds when I hear some brothers and sisters slandering the spiritual school and the dear keeper of knowledge. Why is this happening? Are people so insensitive and blind? Why have we been hearing so much slander against the school lately, and from people who not so long ago thanked fate for finding the knowledge, the spiritual family, and the opportunity to grow? Have they forgotten who gave them health, happiness, and joy? Have they forgotten how their lives changed for the better just because of the spiritual school? I recently learned that some brothers and sisters are spreading unpleasant rumors about the school. For example, they claim strange things like the school is falling apart, that the eco-settlement no longer exists, and so on. They even called me and started telling me all this. They tried to show some absurd evidence. You know, dear mentors, to be honest, when I heard all this nonsense, I found it funny. It sounded so ridiculous that I couldn't imagine how people could believe in all this rubbish. It felt like they didn't even understand what they were saying. I even felt a negative wave coming from them through the phone. So I started chanting a mantra right away, and that negativity had no effect on me. When I found out that some brothers and sisters had fallen for this cunning trap, I felt pain for them. I was outraged. How can someone so easily, without any effort, convince us of something? Why should I believe anyone who comes up with a crazy idea? Why should I believe someone who probably hasn't even spent a year in the school, who has never attended a seminar, or if they did, only once or twice? How can these people know anything? Any person who is not even familiar with the teachings can start saying whatever they want, showing some absurd evidence that says nothing. And should I believe them all? That's foolish. I remembered how we were told that religions are people's opium. I remembered how the first pilot said they flew but saw no God up there and concluded that there must be no God. There was even an entire newspaper where they wrote everything in this manner. Now all these ridiculous rumors about the school remind me of what happened at the dawn of Soviet power. But if you are not capable of feeling the subtle energies emanating from the school, if you cannot distinguish a true spiritual master from anyone else, you can always consult the mentors who have been in the school for many years. For example, I talked with them, and they told me about the great meetings with the master. Even just from such a conversation, I felt the immense power flowing through the mentors from the master. I have been in the school for over 4 years. I have attended many large seminars at places of power, where 200 to 300 people came and where spiritual meetings with the master were held. I have personally met the master, not to mention the mentors, more than once. Last time, the divine power granted me the great opportunity to meet the master. My conversation with him is reflected in our wise books. the keeper of knowledge himself handed me a magic stone. I saw and felt him, so why should I believe someone who has never been in the master's abode and never seen the master, and now claims that it was not the master at the seminar but someone else? After what I experienced in these divine moments, I personally no longer need any proof that the master is here on earth, not just on a subtle level, because such a state can only be transmitted by a great enlightened one. It cannot be mistaken for anything else. A few days ago, I was fortunate to attend a shamanic seminar where a ritual was performed for world peace. And of course, I will believe those mentors who communicate directly with the master, receive knowledge from him, and pass it on to us. At every seminar, we are given new knowledge, thanks to which we change and grow. Why would the mentors deceive us? A few years ago, when the master entered Samadhi, it was immediately announced to everyone. No one hid it. And now the wise books describe the master's Samadhi, his experiences, the knowledge he received in this otherworldly state. Even then, the egregore did not dissolve. It continued to exist and reached a global level because everyone knew that the master would return to fulfill his divine mission. The egregore is vast, and its tasks are boundlessly high. We can see confirmation of this in the real events happening to those who come into contact with this great saving knowledge. The egregore has reached a global level. Groups and circles of female power have been created in many countries worldwide, and the number of followers of true knowledge is growing. People don't just attend seminars and participate in practices for some temporary pleasure. They receive real help. They change, and their lives become different. Some are healed. Some miraculously pay off million-dollar debts. Some find their other half. Some gain superpowers. Some solve endless family problems. And some fulfill their true purpose, becoming a shaman, a spiritual healer, or a business mage. Some discover talents as dancers or singers, etc. Each person realizes their potential, which they could not reveal for many years due to work, family problems, and other obstacles. Now, by developing and engaging in self-improvement, rather than just surviving, they find true happiness in striving toward God. I myself was interested in many paths before I learned about the great egregore. But I will honestly and without exaggeration say that nowhere did I find answers to my questions. Nowhere did I receive advice on how to solve my problems. Yes, I learned many new, interesting, and instructive things in other spiritual schools. For a while, my misfortunes and illnesses even receded. But after a month or two, the same problems came back with new strength. I didn't know how to get rid of them permanently. No one could tell me what to do to change and make my life different. But here I found everything. I found what I had been looking for so long, and I can fully understand why there are bad rumors about the great egregore. Unfortunately, there are still many envious and greedy people in our world who don't want to hear the truth, who don't want to comprehend God, and who are simply guided by their ego and want to destroy everything bright and pure on earth. They want people to remain blind and ignorant, because then it will be easier to control and use them for the purposes of the government, the state, completely depriving each person of the opportunity to fulfill their higher purpose, to become a superhuman. And the great saving knowledge leads precisely to this. It completely transforms a person, so they become free and independent of anything, merge forever with the absolute, and achieve unity. Therefore, only the purest, most devoted, and true seekers of wisdom remain on this great path no matter what, for they have been imbued with the greatest truth that the keeper of knowledge conveys. I have heard rumors that the great egregore does not exist, that it's all a fabrication, and I don't understand how people can know if there is a circle of great masters or not. Have they been to the place of the circle? Have they somehow checked, or maybe someone told them about it, and they believed it? For example, I would not dare to claim that the circle of great masters does not exist, as I have not been there, conducted no research, and haven't explored the Himalayas. How can I claim that? So I'd better ask those who have been there, and they will tell me the truth. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that people spread these falsehoods either out of some malicious intent or because they simply cannot become worthy chosen disciples to meet the Master and truly develop. To do this, you need to be an open and strong person, and not everyone is capable of this. It's much easier to spread gossip than to make efforts for spiritual growth. Moreover, if a person truly aspired to light, truth, and knowledge, it seems to me they would never criticize how the Master looks, who left, who came, whether the egregore collapsed or not, etc. They would simply pray, meditate, and praise God, carrying out His will. So I think that instead of engaging in this gossip, it's better to pray to God and serve Him with our actions. We should not gather to gossip like old women who never thought about God, and instead serve to some prejudices. Will we be like those old women who, instead of praying to God, gossip about their neighbors? I've written a lot. Please forgive me, dear mentors, if something is wrong, but I've said everything that was on my mind. Thank you for your good work.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.